Children, I need some help with my homily. Come on down to the nativity, the manger scene. Please help me. You get a front row seat here. Okay. Well, today is a feast of the Holy Family. The Holy Family. Do you know who the Holy Family is? I'll give you a hint. One, two, three. That's right, St. Joseph, St. Mary, and little baby Jesus, the Holy Family. We're still in the Christmas season. The Christmas season starts December 24th, the Christmas Eve Mass, and goes all the way till the baptism of the Lord. So about 2.5 weeks this year. Jesus was obedient to St. Joseph and St. Mary, we heard in Luke's Gospel. And today's reading from Sirach says, God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority confirms over her sons. We hear this often in the Bible. Honor your father and mother. Remember that one? And further on in Colossians, we hear, children, obey your parents. Children, obey your parents. Do you respect and honor your parents like Jesus did? Remember, I often say, obey right away with a smile. Do you do that? Yes, Mom. Yes, Dad. Right away. Smile. Oh, got a bunch of smiles up here. They were sleepy last night at 5 p.m. Mass, apparently. So, let's talk about more details. We want to live the life of virtue. What's a virtue? Ways that we live to please God. Ways that we live to please God. For example, in our second reading, St. Paul wrote, many virtues, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, peace, thanksgiving, many, many more virtues. Let's pick a few of these and try them out. How to live in your family to please God. Are you ready? Who has little brothers and sisters? Okay. How about a virtue of patience? Can we try with more patience with our little brothers and sisters? Maybe they bug us, but they look up to you as their big brother and sister. Maybe you can play a game with them that they like. Patience with your little brothers and sisters. Okay, who has older brothers and sisters? Do they get mad at you sometime? Do they yell at you, leave my stuff alone? How did I know that? Well, I have 4 younger brothers and sisters and 1 older brother. Try forgiveness, the virtue of forgiveness. Can we forgive our older brothers and sisters? Want to try that? Okay. And finally, love. Love is the greatest of all the virtues. Let's try to deepen our love to our mom and dad or grandparents this week and on. Maybe saying thanks or I love you more often. How about with a handshake or a hug, a kiss, a fist bump, a high five, whatever your family custom is. Love is the greatest of the virtues. So, will you try that? Patience, forgiveness, and love. Parents, will you report back next week how that goes? Okay. So, let's say hi to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Mary. Hi, Joseph. Say, Happy Holy Family Day. Happy Holy Family Day. Okay, thanks. You can go back. My younger sister has had a practice for about 15 years now of making a personal virtue for the year. The virtue of the year for 2026, Elaine told me, will be for her fidelity, faithfulness. She prays this virtue every day, finds sacred scripture, articles, books, podcasts about the virtue of faith, of fidelity. My sister tries to live that virtue every day with the help of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. This practice has borne great fruit in her life. Maybe you want to try that for 2026. Pick a virtue for the year. Colossians, our second reading today, has a good list of those virtues I mentioned. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, peace, thanksgiving. Those would all make a good virtue of the year. My key virtue is compassion from the prodigal son story. Filled with compassion as the father ran to his son, embraced him and kissed him, welcomed him back from being lost and was found. In fact, this was so important to me, this virtue, I had my Episcopal motto from that. Filled with compassion is on my seal, on my coat of arms. Many other virtues, if you want to really look at a list of virtues, find what St. Thomas Aquinas has to say about virtues. He has dozens and dozens listed. Some I don't know what they mean, and some I can't even pronounce. Some more other popular virtues are the theological virtues. I mentioned two of them, faith and love. Another one is hope, a beautiful virtue of trusting in God and His ways. The cardinal virtues, prudence, justice, fortitude, temperance sometimes called self-control or moderation. Those are very important in today's society. Think of what importance justice is and the importance of temperance and moderation, self-control in our lives. Maybe those would be good virtues for the year for you. What is your virtue for the year? How do you find it? Ask Jesus, Mary, and Joseph to reveal it to you. It might just jump out like a flash. Maybe it's right in your mind right now. Or it might take some weeks of prayer and patience to learn what your virtue is. Then when you find your virtue for the year, begin each day with a brief prayer, asking God to develop that virtue in you little by little each day. When you sin against the application of that virtue, seek forgiveness right away. When you live out that virtue in big ways or small ways, rejoice and thank our loving God. Virtue for the year. Our gospel from St. Matthew describes Joseph's dreams from the angels. He was to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt to escape Herod's wrath. The two virtues I think of in St. Joseph in this respect was the virtue of faithfulness and the virtue of courage. Faithfulness, he believed in God and His ways, and he followed. Not just believing intellectually or in the heart, but he put his that teaching into practice by making a very dangerous journey to Egypt to keep Mary and Jesus safe. And that led to the next virtue I think of St. Joseph, courage or fortitude. St. Joseph faced with fortitude the difficult and dangerous journey with God at his side. Can you imagine back then, 2,000 years ago, the dangers on the road, traveling by foot, maybe a donkey to help out, the dangers of robbers, of where we're going to get our next meal, where can we find water? They didn't have convenience stores back then. They didn't have Motel 6 to stay in. So with great courage, St. Joseph protected Mary and Jesus. Courage, faithfulness. So as we continue our Christmas journey on this octave of Christmas, all the way then to Mary, Mother of God, Epiphany, and the baptism of the Lord, many other feasts in there. Let us ask the Lord to strengthen our love for family, our own family, the family of the Catholic Church, and the family of all God's children all over the world. A joyous Christmas season to you and your families on this Holy Family Day.